Southeastern Baptist Seminary Chapel Service, Tuesday, February the 23rd, 1988. Our speaker today is Dr. Robert E. Persky, Professor of Christian Education.
Good morning. Let us join together in our opening of this worship service by singing all four stanzas of hymn 32. Let us stand as we sing. Let us hear the reading of God's word. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Just as the Advent season is a time of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus, Son of God and Son of humankind, so the Lenten season is a time of preparation for the celebration of the crucifixion event and of Resurrection Sunday, the death and resurrection of the same Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, was the beginning of the 40 days of this high and holy observance. The Roman Catholic Church, as well as many Protestant churches, observe and celebrate this occasion for preparation as a highly significant part of their church year. We, your chapel worship leaders, invite you today to join with us in beginning to prepare ourselves for Easter, for Resurrection Sunday. We invite your attention for this preparation to the first 13 chapters of the book of the 12th, to the first 13 verses of the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. It cannot be claimed that Paul wrote Romans 12 as a Lenten meditation, but this passage, we believe, affords a basis for us individually and collectively to begin our Lenten worship. Let us in this hour, as well as in the days remaining in Lent, think on this passage and take account of such ideas as these. Lent calls on us to sacrifice. The crucifixion event provides for us a model of the highest level of sacrifice. Paul in Romans 12 exhorts us by the mercies of God to present our bodies a living sacrifice. As in our preparation for Easter, we think about our sacrifice, it becomes exciting to sense the overpowering darkness of the crucifixion by the radiant light and joy and hope of the resurrection. In another of his writings, Paul declares, to live is Christ. Our focus can, indeed must be, not so much on what we give up for Lent, as on what replaces that which dies in our Lenten sacrifice. Let us offer to live our life in Christ, for God, as well as give or sacrifice our life to God. Lent also calls on us to reflect on our lives as we give and live them in sacrifice to God. Perhaps Paul's admonition not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought deserves immediate consideration. But then, with thanksgiving, we may well acknowledge the many gifts God has implanted in our lives. May we also give serious attention during this hour and during the days ahead to what we are doing with these blessings and talents given to us by God. Have we, with clarity and commitment, shared our gifts and invested our talents in the context of being members, according to Paul, in the one body of Christ? Let us ask ourselves, what is my function in Christ's body? Let us also ask, am I willing to let my function be subordinate to the function of the body as a whole? And Lent calls on us to have hope. During this season, discouragement may be overcome by joy. Preparation for Resurrection Sunday cannot avoid the passion of Friday before Resurrection Sunday. But because of Resurrection Sunday, it becomes Good Friday in the truth that sacrifice through servanthood to God in Christ is not so much dying as it is living, even living again in love with brotherly and sisterly affection, being aglow with the Spirit, and rejoicing in hope eternal. Amen.
I invite you to continue your participation in this worship service by joining with me in our litany for worship and sacrifice. Lord, as we assemble in this place to worship, both in mind and spirit, we thank you for your grace and mercies. In our worship, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices to be witnesses in this world concerning your grace and mercy. Even though we are in this world, we come not as a part of this world, but seeking to be holy and set apart. Through our witness, through our sacrifices, and through our transformed lives, may we prove the good and acceptable and complete will of God.
Join me now in our call to reflection as we read from God's Word. I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Join me now in our call to reflection as we reflect through the litany. Paul says that we are each individually gifted by God. What significance does this hold for us? We will seek to discover and develop our gifts. We will seek opportunities to use our gifts, not for selfish purposes, but for edification of the church. In this Lenten season, we dedicate our talents to God. And let there be no jealousy among you, among us, for each of us has been blessed with gifts to be used in cooperation, not competition. We will rejoice in the abilities of our brothers and sisters. We will encourage each other in ministry, knowing that the beneficiary of our worship and dedication is the body of Christ. And what should be our attitude in the demonstration of our gifts?
We need to maintain
a delicate balance in the understanding of our talents, for the too highly or too lowly of ourselves and our talents would be a mistake. But let us remember, we are not the Creator, yet we are fearfully and wonderfully created in the image of our God. Finally then, brothers and sisters, let us covenant to use our gifts boldly. And in those moments of mistake or failure, let us remember that Christ has bestowed these gifts with grace. Grace that accepts, heals, and forgives. We covenant to use our gifts fully, and we gladly accept God's grace for our shortcomings. Now we'll enter into a time of silent meditation. And I'd like to challenge each of us to reflect upon how this Lenten season influences our lives, and also these words of Paul.
In Romans 12, verses 9 through 13, Paul calls us to rejoicing and hope. Listen to these verses as I read them aloud. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly and sisterly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. If you would, join me in our litany for rejoicing in hope. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good.
We acknowledge that love is our responsibility. We acknowledge in our responsibility. We understand that we should take the evil in our lives and in the world and hold fast to that which is good. We accept our responsibility with humility and patience.
Then love one another warmly as children of God, and be eager to show respect for one another. Work hard and do not be lazy. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray at all times. Share your belongings with your needy fellow Christians and open your homes to strangers.
We respond with hope, joy, patience, and prayerful hearts. As we go into the world, we will respond with love, discernment, care, and understanding of all God's children.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, for this time of reflection during this Lenten season, we thank you. Lord, we pray now that as we go out as individuals into your world, that we will speak words that are responsible, that we will love in ways that are responsible, and that we will share you with all whom we meet. May we go in peace, in your love, and in your hope. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.